just getting to Manchester and meeting the team for the first time. You'd connected with them on Facebook and beforehand and FaceTimed with them, but meeting them in person for the first time, what was that like?
Well, we all met up at our first meeting together with at Mick Swigger's hotel, and it was very, for me, it was emotional. Because, you know, we had some buddy system where we were able to one-on-one meet with online with a teammate and get to know them. And so it was emotional to meet some of them. And then some of them knew people from Alaska here. So that was a nice connection to have with them, that we had mutual friends. So, but it was great to get to know them all individually and what they do and about their tribes and some of the struggles they have and some that I have experienced and then all the wonderful things too that we all experience, you know, growing up.
Some pretty big star power at this event.
Yeah, it sure was pretty exciting to meet a few, you know, fan favorites and all, but you know, it was, I think for me, meeting Mick Swigger, our coach and who organized and made this happen, you know, for Team Indigenous. She's an amazing blocker. And so through the past, you know, year, I've been watching her, and it was just really exciting to meet her.
What was the level of competition like compared to what you're used to here?
It was something else. I mean, it was certainly very fast. There was a lot of strategy execution. And so, you know, we all had to kind of learn each other's language too, you know, in communication out there. Some people had some different words to say, but we generally understood what they were talking about.
Okay. So. How much of this did you explore the Indigenous side of the team, and how much did race and that topic play into this whole journey for you?
We certainly were, you know, felt very welcomed. It felt that, you know, when we were playing, you know, we were certainly some of the fan favorites. And we also had New York Times was following us. So they're doing a documentary. And, you know, it was such a wonderful feeling to after we played Iceland, that was our second game. Some women came out. There was first one woman who played. She wanted to know, you know, who was over 40 and want to take a picture of the women who were over 40. And so we got in on that. And then a few women came out and said that they were from Mohawk tribe. So they were just so excited to, you know, see a Team Indigenous, you know, to come out. And these were, so we got to meet so many other Indigenous people and, you know, Mexico and Argentina and West Indies, you know, and just visit with these women and you know, discuss some of the, you know, issues that arise in leagues. And for us, we all felt just so, you know, just felt good to be together and to be a team and have positive influence on in each other, but as a team.
Anything else important to highlight from the trip?
Well, you know, the New York Times was following us, so there'll be a documentary on that. And it was really exciting on championship night. Team Australia, who played Team USA, they gave up their national anthem spot so we could read our statement on missing and murdered Indigenous women in the U.S. and, of course, globally. But we all got to go walk out in our regalia. We had our flags. I had a Central Council, Clinkett and Haida flag with me, and that was pretty emotional and tense, very strong. We were really thankful to Australia for recognizing, you know, that the importance of bringing awareness for this, but that went televised, so that was, you know, really huge and important. You know, listening to other stories and maybe issues in leagues and stuff, for me to reflect on, I've only played on our league, but I've seen other teams in Alaska, and getting to know other players, I felt very proud to, you know, have come to Petersburg, play on Ragnarok rollers, and to see such the, you know, the family that we have, you know, that with some diversity culturally, even, you know, just down to the different jobs we have and different roles we play in our community, that we come together and support each other and, you know, and are able to, you know, share some of the difficulties of either being a fisherman's wife or, you know, and having, you know, your partner out fishing in your home and, you know, holding things together. And but I've always felt very, very welcomed right from the get-go. And so I was pretty happy to, you know, be able to say it. Teams always have their issues, but we seem to resolve them.